Back now with Day to Day, and here's one you haven't heard in a while. This winter, most American families can expect to pay about the same as they did last year, or even less, to heat their homes. This would be the first time in 5 years that heating bills have not gone up, and often they go up by a lot. We have Marketplace's Amy Scott here. Amy, lower energy bills? How can this be?
Yeah, it's not something we're used to hearing, but the U.S. Energy Information Administration came out with its winter heating forecast today. The agency says people who heat their homes with natural gas, that's about 58% of U.S. households, can expect to pay around 13% less this winter than last year. The average household will pay around $826 in natural gas costs compared to $945 last year. I spoke with an analyst who follows the natural gas market, Barbara Shook. She says last year, the hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, shut down about 20% of natural gas production. That caused a huge spike in prices. Shook says all that production, though, is now back online. And of course, last winter turned out to be a lot warmer than people expected, so demand fell.
In a year's time, we've gone from a severe shortage to an incredible glut. Consequently, the laws of supply and demand have kicked in. We've got too much supply, not enough demand, and prices have fallen.
Well, Amy, that would still leave 58% natural gas heaters. That leaves 42% who use oil, I guess. What about them?
Well, yes, those who do use heating oil can actually expect their prices, their bills, to go up a little bit, more than 6% on average, according to this report. Those are people in the Northeast in particular. The average bill was just above $1,400 last year. Well, this winter, it'll be just over $1,500. But for those who use propane, their costs are projected to go down about 1%. And overall, most people can expect to save a little money, or at least not to spend a whole lot more than they did last winter.
These are just predictions. It is just October. How about the confidence in people looking ahead at these predictions?
Well, in fact, so weather might be on the way right now that could change this. I talked to another natural gas analyst who says a cold front heading toward the U.S. right now could push natural gas prices up even in the next 10 days. Now, just today, the government predicted a relatively mild winter that would keep prices stable. But other forecasters are predicting an unusually chilly fall. So we could see bills go up after all. And later on Marketplace, we'll find out how and why a Chinese company bought a bankrupt mine in Minnesota.
All right. We'll listen for that. Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.